So today, as part of our 30th anniversary series, to introduce our consultants to our community and to those of you who are watching, I'm joined by my friend and colleague, Tim Lawler. Welcome, Tim.
Thanks, Carla. It's great to be with you today.
Well, so glad that you were able to be together with me today. And I'm really looking forward to hearing your answers to the questions that I'm going to pose. So you've been with the firm for about 8 years now, and I think it would be great for our listening audience to hear more about your career prior to joining the firm. Tell us a little bit more about what you were doing prior to 8 years ago.
Great, sure. So prior to joining Washburn & McGoldrick, I had probably close to 35 years as a frontline advancement officer in both higher ed and in the independent school world. The bulk of that time was spent at my alma mater, Stonehill College, where I spent just over 26 years in a variety of advancement roles. I joined Stonehill in 1985 as their annual fund director and then progressed to be Director of Development and ultimately Assistant Vice President and Director of their campaign. So after a quarter of a century, oh my gosh, a quarter of a century plus at Stonehill, I made the leap and joined the independent school world. And I served two institutions as their chief advancement officer. The first was Newton Country Day School, and the second was Ursuline Academy. Both were and are all-girl Catholic institutions. Newton Country Day was grades 5 through 12, and Ursuline was grades 7 through 12. And then in 2017, I decided it was time to take a break from being the chief advancement officer and was sort of at a crossroads trying to decide, do I stay in as a frontline fundraiser? And I thought if I was going to do that, I would like to do, purely principal gifts. Or I was giving some thought to joining the consulting world. So I was talking with a variety of people and networking. And one of the first persons that I talked with was Ann Barry, obviously a colleague of ours at Washburn & McGoldrick and a longtime mentor and friend. And so she advised me, she said, you have a great relationship with Bill McGoldrick. Bill had been counsel to Stonehill College for 8 of my years there and remained on as counsel for probably close to 20 years at Stonehill. So I called Bill and, had a nice chat with him and told him what I was thinking. And out of the blue, I wasn't expecting his response. He said, "Well, Tim, if you're really, really interested about making the jump to consulting, we'd love to talk to you and talk to you about, potentially joining our firm," which was, again, like I said, out of left field. And so my conversation with Bill led to a conversation with then Bonnie and Karen, who had, taken over ownership of the firm from Bill and Sue. And it led to me joining them in the fall of 2017.
Well, I am so thrilled and pleased that you had those conversations and that you are a part of our consulting team today. Certainly, Bonnie and I welcome opportunities to partner with you. And now that you've shared your career prior to joining the firm, I now know more about why I so enjoy partnering with you on projects. What is it that you enjoy most about consulting, Tim?
Well, it's a lot like major gift fundraising. I view it in that sense. And I don't want to say the word hunt, but it's looking to acquire new clients and retain new business. And once you get that, it's sort of like once you get the gift, then it is, what do you do to sustain that gift? What do you do to steward that gift? And I love working with clients. I love working with individuals one-on-one and coaching them through their ups and their downs. I love providing counsel and insight to school administrators, heads of school. And I really love, I think one of the most enjoyable aspects of what I do are the study interviews. You know, I love talking with donors of the institutions that we're representing and hearing, you know, why they have chosen to support their institutions and, you know, working with them on moving them, you know, potentially to a gift or potentially to a larger gift. So, you know, a lot of you know, the skills that were honed during my work as a campus officer in terms of bringing people toward, you know, gift commitment, toward a mutually beneficial decision that both supported the donor's philanthropic goals and desires, and matching them with the institution's you know, strategic goals and objectives. I see a lot of that with the work that we do in consulting. And, you know, it's advancement work is a relationship building endeavor, as is consulting. So I just see it as a natural progression of what I did as a campus officer that I'm able to do right now in a much more flexible and forgiving environment.
Well, I think that's what makes your approach to the work so effective is that you do see the work as being similar to when we were all campus officers. Thanks for sharing that. My final question, and we've asked this question of our other senior consultants as we've conducted these interviews, myself, along with my fellow and co-managing principal, Bonnie Devlin, have been conducting these interviews. But what are you reading these days?
So I just recently finished a novel by Daniel Silva. I'm a big fiction reader, and Daniel Silva has a series of novels out that the most recent one was entitled A Death in Cornwall. And all of his novels in this series, the Gabriel Allen series, center around the primary character, Gabriel Allen, who heads the Israeli intelligence service, but is also a master art restorer. So all of the novels, you know, have a theme of terrorism and espionage and international partnership, most notably between the United States and Great Britain. But woven into those themes is art and either the restoration of art, the forgery of art, the theft of art. And it's, you know, I find it just to be a very relaxing way to escape and to enter into a world that is very unknown to me. And it's, I mean, I've one of my best friends in New Hampshire. I've got him hooked on the series. I have my wife hooked on the series. So for anybody who's looking for a good summer read to stick into their beach bag, it's the Daniel Silva novels are perfect for that. So I
Well,
highly recommend them.
I'll have to stick one of those in my mountain bag since I
There you
live in the
go.
mountains and not at the beach. And
Yeah.
I said that was my last question, but it's not.
Okay.
My
Fire
final,
away.
like, sort of fun question
Yeah.
is, what would people be surprised to know about you?
Well, people who know me won't be surprised about this, but people who don't might be surprised. I love to cook. And I find cooking very relaxing. I find it very social. We do a lot of entertaining, both here in Florida and in New Hampshire. And I just love the aspect of working in the kitchen to provide a meal, to bring people together, to sit and enjoy one another's company and to socialize, get to know people better. I think it stems from my father, who also enjoyed cooking and We used to, I used, and I should back up a bit. I said, one of my favorite holidays, probably my most favorite holiday, obviously, is Thanksgiving. And I can remember coming home from college, coming home when I was living away from home, and always spending, the better part of Thanksgiving Day in the kitchen with my father. And it would upset my mother to no degree because we would do all of the stuff. Like she would do all the prep work the day before. We would come in and sort of take over where she started and then prepare the rest of the meal and then make the grand announcement that like we have prepared, Thanksgiving dinner. And without any mention of her involvement.
Those gathered knew that she played a role, Tim.
Yeah. So I just find it, highly entertaining, highly social. Depending upon the season, I love to grill, in the fall months up north. We do a lot of roasts, and I do a lot of family recipes. One of my probably more famous family recipe is my father's spaghetti sauce. And so, I've tweaked it a little bit over the years, but it's still, we my father's name was Joseph, and so we refer to it as Joe's sauce. And so I think it's just, a continuing that bond between my father and I that was started so many years ago on in the Thanksgiving kitchen.
Thanks for sharing that. And I'm a bit surprised to learn that about you, but then not so surprised because whenever we have a firm gathering, you are always one of the first to provide a great list of restaurants that we can enjoy together. So I knew you were a foodie, but now I know you as a foodie and a cook, and I will be looking forward at some point to tasting that Joe's spaghetti sauce.
I'd be happy to serve it to you.
Great. Well, Tim, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with me today. I certainly learned a few new things about you, and I hope that our listening audience appreciates learning new things about you as well. And certainly, I hope the listening audience will continue to reach out to Washburn and McGoldrick, especially in this our 30th anniversary year, for consulting related services in the higher education as well as independent school space. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thanks, Carla. Always a pleasure to spend time with you.